That's our national anthem here at UD Arena. And I'll tell you what, Mary Lou, the pressure's on. We're the only radio station here covering this game today in the whole state of Ohio. It's me and you.
That's interesting.
We're getting indoctrinated together. Right now, once again, the starting lineup, Sherry Frank, Deb Bolster, Karen May, Lynn Gels, Lynn and Julie Fortcamp for St. Henry. For the Greenway, it'll be Mary Fail, Jenny Massagalia, Kia Peterson, Kath Farrell, Jerry Ann Helper, and Carrie Swank. Now you see what I go through when we go to these strange places.
Wild names there, isn't there?
On, we're ready to go. It'll be St. Henry in the red and white, taking on New York Catholic, the Greenway, in the green and gold. And it looks like the serve will be going to St. No, wait a minute.
Because they got a ball on each end.
They do.
So
that's what I was looking for. We're big time. We got balls at both ends.
St. Henry's ready to receive, so Newark Catholic has the serve.
Serving will be Adrian Bent. She is a designated server, according to her coach, Beth Hill, who's had an excellent tenure at Newark Catholic. She won the state championship back in 1984. Here's Bent's serve, and it's a point. Trying to make the stop was number 31, Karen, or excuse me, 41, Lynn Fortcamp. It seemed like she got kind of a poor start on the ball. And it's Newark Catholic 1, St. Henry nothing. Bent, the designated server, that's why she's doing it.
Right, and on that first serve, Julie was up front. She tried to not to serve receive.
First hit is back over hard, so St. Henry doesn't get a hit. And a spike and a set by Kerry Swank, the All-Stater, makes it 2-0 for Newark Catholic. St. Henry came away with a bad first hit, and that gave Newark Catholic the chance to set it up. Bench once again will serve for Newark Catholic to the front row. Once again, it's hit over hard. This will give Newark Catholic a chance to do it again. Here's Swank with a hit. This time, St. Henry will have a chance to set it up, and they'll have to take it back easily as Fortcamp with the easy hit, Julie Fortcamp. They set it up to number 30 for Newark Catholic, and now St. Henry will have to send it back over easy. Here's a set. Here's Swank, and we have a whistle and a net called against the Greenways. Mary Fail, and it'll be a side out, and it will give the ball to St. Henry.
Terry Pomp will be serving.
Terry, the All-Stater first team with her first hit of the night. They set it up to Fail. The Swank, who dinks it over, the ball goes into the net, but Julie Fortcamp saves it and gets it back over. Newark Catholic, once again with a hit opportunity to go out of bounds, is hitting it long. Was Newark Catholic, Jerry Ann Helper, and that is St. Henry's first point of the game. Serving once again is Terry Frank. Newark Catholic setting it up now. They'll go with the back serve, or set. A block by St. Henry.
Julie and Lynn Gale.
Newark Catholic in, and we have a point. As I say, the Newark Catholic was into the net, and we're tied at two, and once again, Terry Frank will serve. Frank goes towards the back row this time, and they'll set it up to Fail, and we have a whistle and a line violation called against St. Henry, and it looks like Julie Fortcamp was across the line underneath and gives the ball. Nope, they're going to say it was against Newark Catholic, so it's 3-2. All right, Terry Frank with the good serve. They set it up to Mary Frail to Swank. Swank bombs it in, and it'll be side out to Newark Catholic. Swank, who goes 5-11, is a four-year starter for Newark Catholic, and she also was All-Ohio first team. Serving right now will be Jerry Ann Helper for Newark Catholic. 3-2, St. Henry leads by one. They go up to Frank, who will set it. Here's Julie Fortcamp's hit, and it's going to be off the hands of Bent. Adrian Bent couldn't get to it, and it'll be side out back to St. Henry.
Deb Bolster will be serving.
Deb Bolster, 5'7" and a senior, ready to serve. The overhand serve goes to the back row. It's going to be a double hit. Called against Newark Catholic, Cav Barrels, and it makes it now a 4-2 Redskin lead. Here's Bolster again. And the preset was bad and easily hit it over by Swank. As Swank had to gain control. Here's Julie Fortcamp, and she hammers it home for a point. And Julie Fortcamp, the 6-foot senior, makes it a 5-2 Newark Catholic ball game. Here's Bolster again. Into Swank, back to Bent, and it'll be an easy third hit. Here's Frank. They'll set it up to Julie Fortcamp. Her hit is in. It's a point, and it's 6-2 St. Henry. So they like to use Julie Fortcamp a lot up front.
Definitely. She's their big hitter, and they've got to use her as much as they can. She's also an excellent blocker.
Frank with the serve. Good serve as it went all the way to the back row. And it'll easily come over by Swank. Here's Frank, sets it up to Julie Fortkamp. The hit and the deep is saved by Masagella. Now they'll save it over on the second hit. Julie Fortkamp to Frank. To Fortkamp, the hit, and it is a point. And Fortkamp bringing it home with a 7-2 lead. Wants a timeout. It's 7-2. St. Henry leads. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Your moments can be precious Sunday, November 20, by Vicent.
We're back at UD Arena. Dave Schmidt along with Mary Lou Bombar. Newark Catholic has taken a timeout at 7-2, and St. Henry going to Fortkamp and are getting the hits they want.
I think so. They started out a little slow. They had trouble with their serve receive, but once they started smiling, you knew good things were going to happen for them.
So Newark Catholic takes the timeout at 7-2. They're back on the floor, and Bolster will continue to serve now for the Redskins. 7-2, St. Henry leads in the first game. It goes to Swank. To